Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
I'm Daniel, and joining me as always is Emma.
Hi, Daniels.
Today we have an exciting topic to discuss. The UK government has launched a new initiative to boost the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
I see. Can you tell me more about it?
Sure, the initiative is part of the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, or BEIS for short.
Right, what does this initiative entail?
BEIS is working to support UK businesses to grow and innovate, especially in the aerospace sector.
That sounds promising. How exactly will this help the aerospace industry in the Northwest?
Well, the initiative includes promoting the UK as a great place for business and investment, which could attract more aerospace companies to the region.
That makes sense. What about innovation?
BEIS is also focused on supporting the development of the UK's science and innovation base.
So, are they investing in research and development for aerospace technologies?
Exactly. They work with businesses, academia, and research organisations to ensure the UK is at the forefront of global developments.
That's great to hear. What about international trade?
BEIS is promoting and protecting the UK's interests in international trade agreements and economic relations.
How does that benefit the aerospace industry specifically?
By opening up new markets for UK aerospace companies, which could lead to more contracts and growth opportunities.
What about sustainability?
BEIS is committed to ensuring the UK has a modern, competitive and sustainable energy and industrial strategy.
So this includes transitioning to a low-carbon future?
Absolutely. They are working with businesses and research organisations to support the transition to a low-carbon future.
That's a big goal. What about skills and education?
BEIS is also responsible for the development of skills, education and training, including promoting apprenticeships and other forms of vocational training.
So this initiative is not just about financial support, but also about building a skilled workforce.
Exactly. They work to ensure that the UK has a skilled workforce that meets the needs of the aerospace industry.
What about digital strategy?
BEIS is responsible for the UK's digital strategy, including the development of digital infrastructure and promoting the UK as a digital hub.
How does that tie into aerospace?
Well, digital innovation is crucial for modern aerospace technologies, from manufacturing processes to aircraft systems.
That's a good point. What about consumer protection and competition policy?
BEIS works to ensure that consumers are protected from unfair practices and that the UK has a competitive and dynamic market.
So this helps create a fair business environment for aerospace companies.
Yes, by regulating markets and promoting competition, they help ensure that aerospace companies can thrive in a fair and competitive market.
It sounds like a comprehensive approach. What are the key commitments of BEIS in this initiative?
They are committed to fairness and equality, transparency and accountability, integrity and respect, and sustainability and environmental responsibility.
That covers a lot of important areas. How will this specifically impact the Northwest Aerospace Cluster?
The Northwest has a strong aerospace industry with companies like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, and SMEs driving innovation.
Right, how can these companies benefit from the BEIS initiative?
They can access support for growth, innovation, and international trade, as well as benefit from a skilled workforce and a competitive business environment.
That sounds like a win-win for the industry and the region.
Definitely, it positions the Northwest as a leader in aerospace innovation and sustainability.
What's next for this initiative?
BEIS will continue to work with stakeholders to implement these strategies and monitor their impact on the industry.
And for our listeners who want to stay updated on these developments,
they can follow the Northwest Aerospace Alliance for more news and updates on how these initiatives will shape the future of aerospace in the region.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more updates on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
We'll be back next week with more insights into the aerospace industry.